My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to talk some Commanders training camp. With Nikki Javala. She covers the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Can you give us an idea, Nikki? What was your... My emergency alerts are going off. What was your vantage point? Were you guys like on a balcony? Are there three fields you had to keep an eye on and basically flood conditions?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they have, three fields, but they were mainly practicing on two. Uh-huh. And we're on a balcony. We had the option of going down to the field, and we went down for part of it, but it was a downpour, and it was harder to see down there. So, yeah, we watched from balcony up there.
We're getting all kinds of emergency flood warnings on
flood
our cell phone.
Tornado warnings.
Yeah, my volume's off my phone.
Must be a poop show out there. Be careful out there.
Tornado
everybody.
Warning.
Oh, is that what it is? All right, be careful out there. What was the deal with that big tree in the middle of the...
I don't know. It was like, I don't know, it was like the tree of life in the middle of the field.
Yeah,
but I'm sure like every coach uses that for like their team speech or something. I don't know.
It was kind of I kind of hated it at first, and then I kind of liked it. It was like character.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's quaint.
I don't know.
Sometimes you need some shade.
I feel like we could have stood under it. It would have been so much better.
Right.
You know? We would have had a great view. And yeah.
All right. So talk me off the ledge. I'm the biggest Skin/Commanders fan here. I'm not panicking. It's a stupid controlled scrimmage. Last year, I think everybody thought we did great against the Ravens, and then we won four games. So I don't think it really means much. But it didn't seem like it was a great day sort of overall for the guys. I know the offensive line had some injury issues, so maybe 3/5 of the offensive line wasn't there. We know the secondary struggled. I don't know. Just kind of give us your overall sense of it.
Yeah, I don't think it showed anything that we didn't already know about this team. Like, they have a lot of new pieces, obviously, a lot of talented pieces. I thought Jaden looked good, like, with what he had to work with. The line did get worked pretty well. Mm-hmm. But they were also with Andrew Wiley on the right side, Brandon Coleman on the left side. I mean, they were working in Mason Brooks at left tackle, and he's a guard through and through. Chris Paul was working at tackle. The kid they just signed, Alex Taylor, who goes by Armani Taylor, I mean, he was working. He was just signed a day ago. So, I mean, they're really, I hate saying, not screaming, they were working the bottom of the depth chart on just trying to fill that line right now. And I got to think they're going to try to bring in somebody else to tackle just to get them through camp. And the fact that Brandon Coleman and Wiley have not practice the last few days, I think it'd be hard pressed to see him in a game on Saturday. The line was, they got worked. So it made the whole offense a struggle.
Right.
The defense seemed to struggle at first. Forbes got beat a few times, but it was Garrett Wilson. I mean, who has Garrett Wilson not beat? Mm-hmm. I think with Forbes, it showed a lot of the same things that we did see in the Ravens joint practice last year too. The secondary can look really good when you go against your own, you know, kind of what's coming, but when you go against another team, it exposes some stuff. And I think there may be still some technique issues that Forbes has to work through, but that defense really came on in the second half. They played fast. I think Mike Sanderson is a baller. He is a stud. So I thought that was incredibly promising.
Pass rush, too, right? I heard that was good.
Yeah. No, they looked good on the pass rush. They played together. They played in sync, which is something that has been, frankly, missing over the last 3 years up front. And then special teams, again, nothing we didn't know. They need a kicker. Both guys missed 2, if not 3 kicks. You know, they're struggling from 45 yards and out. So, but, again, nothing we didn't know.
So, Nikki, the video you have embedded on WashingtonPost.com, and you touched on Forbes getting beat by Garrett Wilson on the short touchdown pass, it triggered me back to him struggling to handle A.J. Brown in the regular season last year. I'm just guessing that this coaching staff, they're not going to put him in scenarios where he's going one-on-one with the other team's top wideout. Is that just how this worked for this joint practice? Do you know, what sort of help they're planning on giving him if that's the case going forward?
Yeah, and I will say he wasn't the only one that got beat. I mean, Benjamin St. Juice got beat too. Again, it is Garrett Wilson, but yeah, I think they've seen enough of him to know, and this is the point of the joint practice too, is to kind of figure out how everybody fits against different people. I think the fan base maybe knows more about Emmanuel Forbes than maybe this coaching staff does at this point, just because we've seen more. But this was a big point of it, is to kind of strip these matchups to see who can handle what, who fits better where. And maybe they've got a better glimpse of that. I do think Emmanuel Forbes can be a good corner. I just think he needs to work on stuff. You watch some of the videos and he's flat-footed from the step, from the first step. Mm-hmm. And that's where Garrett Wilson is beating him, straight from the release. He is flat-footed.
I noticed in the one where Wilson beat him deep, he didn't even get his hands on Wilson, on his release off the line. Now, he's not the biggest guy. Even if he did get his hands on him, Wilson might run right through it, but it didn't look like he's providing any resistance, in a spot like that.
Right. And the other thing that, keep in mind with some of these practices, too, is they're still not going full go.
Right.
So a lot of these times where it looks like guys get beat, they're letting up because that's what they're instructed to do. They're not supposed to go full completely and just crush these guys. Now, I don't think Emmanuel Forbes would have crushed anybody anyway, but, mm-hmm. Where it looks like guys, sometimes quit on plays or look like they're, just getting flat out beat, they're doing what they're instructed to do sometimes.
Mm. Do you have any sense? I know that whenever we have Kime on, he always says he has to be cautious about sort of evaluating the running backs in practice. You don't know what to make of it. Do you have any sense of sort of the usage, how it's going to play out with Eckler and Robinson? Are they truly going to be splitting the time there? Is one guy going to emerge? If Eckler plays like he did a couple of years ago, I think they'd want to give him the ball as much as possible.
I think they could take that approach, sort of the hot hand approach. They listed them as co-starters on this unofficial depth chart, which I think those things are silly, frankly. They're just league mandated. But I think a lot of the stuff with the running backs, the true starter, the true lead can be misleading at first because it's all based on the opening script or the package to start the game. It doesn't mean they're going to take the most reps in the game necessarily. I would think if a guy gets going and looks really strong in a game, you just leave him in there until he's not really strong, mm-hmm. But the thing I really like about this group is they complement each other so well. They're completely different. B-Rob is more of a power downhill guy, and mm-hmm. Eckler is so shifty and quick. And to have two really good running backs that can do, that can basically check the box on every skill you would want in a running back is a good thing to have. And I know they do really, really like B-Rob.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Nikki Javala, covers the Commanders, the Washington Post. Back to Jaden Daniels. So Kind of fill us in, because we read things on Twitter, but what kind of passes was he making? I saw that somebody kind of minimized his passes as they were checkdowns to Austin Eckler or whatever. What did you see from Jaden? Because you said he played pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember he's about to get killed on every play. Okay. So, yeah, he's going to throw a check down here and there when a free rusher is coming down the middle of the line. But, he had a mixed bag, I think. I mean, he had a really nice crosser to Zach Ertz, which I think was on tape, right? It was on, like, one of the highlights that mm-hmm. the Jets posted. Mm-hmm. So he looks strong with Zach Ertz. I think the report there is really strong. I mean, he had a lot of deep completions too. Bryson Tremaine is really coming on, which if he can be a legit receiver, that would be huge because he's a bigger guy. But he had a couple beautiful passes down the line, like some back shoulder passes that were right on the money. He did have some checkdowns, but again, you know, they want to see that too. That's they want to see that he's making the right decisions. I thought his decision-making out there was great. And that, again, is something that we haven't seen a lot of in recent years. Like, you get young quarterbacks in, they can throw the ball, but do they make the right decisions in the right time? And I think that's, honestly, Jaden's forte. Yes, he can run. Like, I mean, he's an incredible runner. We know that. He's an even better passer. We know that. But can he make all the right decisions when he's staring down a rush? And so far, he's looked really good there.
Do you think this is an argument we were having the other day, and it's kind of silly, I guess, because, you know, what'll happen, but we're kind of arguing, like, how many designed runs are going to have this guy? And I know he's a freak talent, but I feel like he'll run when he needs to run, but are they really going to design 5-6 runs a game for him to just get pounded? I mean, that's, like, the number one concern with the kid.
Right. You don't want him taking excessive hits. I think people see a running like a quarterback that can run and mistake him for a running quarterback. That is not what Jaden Daniels is. Jaden Daniels is a really, really good pocket passer who happens to be able to run really well. Mm-hmm. But he's not a running first quarterback. He's a great passer. And I think you can see it out there that they want to take advantage of that. I mean, he does run on some plays, usually to escape the rush. And I could see some design runs. I think they'd be foolish to not take advantage of that skill set he has. But he's a pocket passer first. And a really good one at that.
Right. I agree with that sentiment. I haven't seen him in person. Does his arm strength jump out at you? Like, how does it relate to the other guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looks easy for him.
Uh-huh.
And I think the thing that's really fun to watch with him is, I mean, he just throws a beautiful ball. It's like that perfect spiral. He makes it look easy. And it's always right on the money. You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, every now and then a throw is overthrown. But again, is that him? Is that the receiver? Sometimes it's him. Sometimes it's not. But usually it's right on the money. When he wants to hit a guy on his back shoulder, he nails it.
Right. That's good.
Who's in the lead right now for the number three wideout spot? Because it's becoming pretty crowded in there after McLaurin and Jahan Dotson at the two spot.
Yeah, good question. I'm honestly, I mean, I think Luke McCaffrey makes a roster. Is he the true number three? I don't know. I think he makes a roster, though. I think Olamide Zaccheaus is good. I mean, he's a veteran guy. He knows what he's doing out there. He's had a really good camp. I think Bryson Tremaine is certainly making a case for a roster spot. Diami's having a good camp, which he needs to. So, it is crowded. I don't know if there's a clear three yet. I think Zaccheaus and Luke will definitely make the roster. But, you know.
Well, I mean, if Luke didn't make the roster as a third-round pick, I mean, I might have to jump off my
house. That's a big whiff.
He's making the roster.
If that were the case.
I need the Jamin update. I was so excited when they signed Quinn because I thought, okay, they're gonna see the physical attributes and they're gonna try to make a poor man's Micah Parsons. And I think that's actually what they're trying to do. But all the reports are it ain't going great. Did he do anything yesterday? Can you give me anything positive on Jamin?
Yeah, I mean, they are trying to move him to the edge, and he is playing almost exclusively out there. I don't think he was ever meant to be an NFL Mike. That is a hard position to play. There's a lot on that position. And to come in as a rookie, I don't care who you are, that is tough. So I think he was always supposed to be more of an edge, and it's taken him 4 years to finally get that chance. And so, frankly, to me, he looks more like a rookie out there. And that's tough when you're in the last year of your deal. I know he's been working a ton with Ryan Kerrigan. I don't think you're seeing sort of the flash plays that everybody kind of hoped to really feel like, oh, yeah, this dude could be a stud pass rusher out here. Like, I mean, because you're right, he is an athletic freak. That's largely why they drafted him in the first round, which, of course, in hindsight, looks to be a massive reach at this point. But, you know, now they have depth at that position. They have competition at that position. You know, can he really find his way onto the roster? And they have guys that can play multiple spots. So, you know, in my mind, he's competing with not just linebackers, but the ends and the safeties for a spot too, because they're moving guys all around in the box. So,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, I think he still needs to show more to really.
So he's definitely in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he has been since, you know, since the start of the offseason. You know, no, there's nothing guaranteed for him, especially when they, which was not unexpected that they declined his option. I mean, definitely.
First round draft pick only makes 3 years. That ain't good.
He's in my favorite TV game show.
I mean, Jeopardy. How many have there been like that, though, in Washington in recent years? You
know, four in a year.
I know.
The legacy of Ron. It just keeps on giving and giving.
I mean, listen, I know everyone says how nice he is. I hate that guy. I hate what he did to my team.
So annoying.
Appreciate the time as always, Nikki.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, thank
you. That's Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. Was that her dog in the background?
She's a baby.
Baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's a baby.
Baby. I'm sure she's probably walking around just trying to keep the baby.
You know what? She's multitasking. Good for her.
Yeah.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Joe Theismann joins us here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.